Nolte, Genocide Games sign-off with worst viewership ever from Universal. By John Nolte on February 22, 2022. NBC's broadcast of the Genocide Games in Beijing was an unmitigated ratings disaster, averaging just 11.4 million viewers, which is down 42% from the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea. Incredibly, this year's Genocide Games collapsed 26% from last year's Tokyo Summer Olympics, which were already the lowest-rated games in history. These numbers include all viewing platforms like streaming and broadcasts on varying cable channels. Naturally, the corrupt entertainment media are spinning this as a victory for NBC. On the upside, the streaming audience for Beijing was either the largest or second largest for any Olympics to date, depending on the measurement. Streaming on Peacock, NBCOlympics.com, the NBC Sports app had an average primetime viewership of 516,000 viewers, up 8% from the summer and an all-time high for any Olympics in the streaming era. Streaming made up about 4.5% of the total primetime audience for the Games. U.S. viewers watched 4.3 billion minutes of Olympic coverage over 18 days on the NBCU outlets and social media platforms, the most for any Winter Games and behind only the 5.6 billion minutes for Tokyo last year. Streaming minutes improved by 78% over the 2018 Winter Olympics, and NBCU said Peacock had its best 18-day stretch of usage in the 19 months since its national launch. Peacock streamed every event live from Beijing, USA, which will carry much of NBCU's cable sports commitments after the shuttering of sports channel NBCSN at the end of 2021. Averaged 1.4 million primetime viewers and 937,000 across the full broadcast day from February 5 to 19. It ranked number one among all sports and entertainment cable networks in that span. Excluding the Tokyo Olympics, the primetime average was the best 15-day run for USA since September 2018. So, let's see if I have this straight. Last year's Summer Games, which were a total ratings disaster, look like a ratings bonanza compared to the just-concluded Winter Games. And there's upside because some of those record-low numbers of viewers watched on your app in the USA Network. What? Huh? Is that how it works now? It's good news if your record-low number of viewers enjoy their record-low viewership across different platforms? These gangsters must think we're idiots. In a country of 330 million, NBC couldn't even average 5% of the population to tune into what was once a unifying and shared cultural event the whole country enjoyed. This is especially a failure when you consider how much easier it is to watch the games via all these different viewing modes, the apps and streaming, etc. You can try to juke this in any way you like, but this is a massive and total humiliation. Woke athletes posing as victims, woke commentators shilling for China's Nazis. It killed the games, probably for a generation or two. These freaks are losing the culture war, and blah, blah, blah billion minutes and blah, blah, blah up 8% doesn't paper over that fact. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.